little bit groggy still, so he's in the hands of the medical people. Again, with these situations, you let them decide if he's going to be fit for the weekend or not. So obviously, see where it goes. Other replacements are coming if that's the case, but hopefully we'll give him the best opportunity to be ready for Saturday if possible.
I suppose when you play Saturday, Tuesday so much, there's very little recovery time if you get any sort of knock, is there?
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes you can be fit, sometimes you can't be. Galley last weekend came off injured and then was fit for Tuesday night, so you just run with that. It was nice to pick a team the other night that didn't need to be changed. The 18 didn't change. Whether we have to do that at the weekend, we'll wait and see. But good options available, as we keep saying now.
In the modern day, is that quite rare that you can name an unchanged 18?
I think so, because of the number of games, as you mentioned there, suspensions, injuries have led to it. But you look at a lot of teams, probably locally Burnley have done it a lot this season, played the same team on a regular basis. And if the team's winning, then sometimes it can determine your team selection. But obviously there's other games where you think, well, one or two might just need a rest for the longer term of the season. As I said, injuries, suspensions, and sometimes if the opposition play a different system that you might need to combat that as well. So there's many different reasons, but it is a nice opportunity if you can pick the same team, because players get continuity and understanding of each other.
And touch wood, Tom Clark is quite a good healer, isn't he, himself? He very rarely misses football matches.
Yeah, he's been a big part for us since he's been at this football club, played a lot of games, right back, centre half. So he'll be doing his most to be fit for the weekend. But as I said, it'll probably be in more the medical department's hands whether he's able to do that or not.
Going well, aren't you? And the top four are going well. It's going to be a really interesting end to the season, isn't it?
Well, we're doing okay. We won't get carried away. A month ago, it was all doom and gloom. End of January, we're coming to the end of February now, and things have turned around with four league wins on the trot, four clean sheets. So I take that rather than the performances and the results in January. But full credit to all the teams in around us, not just the teams above us, but Sheffield United are in around there still. It's going to be a fight till the end of the season, as I expected it to be, that teams will pick points up, drop them. It's who's going to be the most consistent. It'll get you over that line come the end of April, May time.
Of course, it's coincided with the return of Joe Garner, but there's more to it than that, isn't there? That you've got so many options coming back to your disposal now.
Look, that's been a boost, Joe coming back, but he single-handedly hasn't turned the results round for him. It's been a boost for us that he's been there, the confidence that it's give everybody a lift. But also, Callum Robinson coming back has done ever so well. Daniel Johnson coming into the team, getting goals. Galley improving again, you know what I mean? He's done well, but the last month or so he's upped his game even more. And other players as well. I could be talking all day long. You could, like, people unsung heroes. John Welsh has played well in that holding midfield role and done jobs that people don't often see, but he links things together for us in terms of defensive side and allows the front five or six to go and hopefully win us games. So, yeah, it's going well. It gives us the opportunity to keep it hanging in there and see where it takes us. But having all the options available is a big thing for me.
Has Johnson brought exactly what you wanted him to do, a goal threat from midfield? Perhaps that might have been something you've been lacking in the last year or so?
Yeah, look, he's a good player. He handles the ball. You can see he's been brought up the proper way, the way he passes it, and plays one touch, two touch, and got an eye for a goal. And yeah, he's been what we've been looking for, but that's not taken away from the fact that Josh Brownell has scored goals for us and Alan Brown. But they're still young as well. He's a little bit more advanced of them in terms of, you think he's 22, they're still 19, 20. So he's a little bit further forward in his development than them. But them two kids can still get those goals as well that we would like them to. But overall, it's he's settled in very quickly, and we do feel that there's a lot more still to come from him.
Has he already shown his money well spent, do you think?
Well, when you spend money, you've got to spend it wisely. And I think the money that we spent on him so far has justified us going out and getting him. Time will tell over the next couple of years how well and how good a player he's going to be. But obviously we've got a lot of hope for him. And to get two goals in his first three games, I think it is, then that's not a bad return so far for a midfield player.